This ongoing series from Barry Historical Archive curator Deb Exel shows old photos from the collection and one from the present day, as well as the story behind them. The Grenfell School Sunnydale Road is part of the 9 Mile Portage and one of the oldest streets in Barry, opening in 1833, thanks to Thomas and Richard Drury and Alexander Walker. It was named for the township of Sunnydale, now Clearview, and was described as beautifully situated in a sunny dale close to a big river and in sight of the lake. It really wasn't much of road at the time, either. These days, Sunnydale Road heads upwards from Ross Street, over Highway 400, passing a beautiful park that used to be a golf course, two cemeteries, and before you know it, you're in the countryside. But instead of peeling off to go to Snow Valley or Berry Hill Farms, go a little further on Sunnydale Road to reach the community of Grenfell. Grenfell, originally spelled with two L's, saw settlers as early as 1830, but most records of the community start about 1833. With the exception of the church, the buildings that stood in the heart of Grenfell in the early 1800s, a tavern, post office, school and blacksmith shop, are long gone. Not far from the village center, Grenfell School, SS No. 7, is still standing. There were actually three schools in tiny Grenfell, if you can believe it. The first one, in the village, was built about 1882. Back in the day, it was not unusual for kids to bring outgoing mail from home with them in the morning, drop it at the post office at noon and then collect any mail to take home after school was out for the day, as part of their routine. Eventually, residents in both the East and West Grenfell vicinities wanted schools of their own, so in 1915, two new schools were built, Pine Grove, SS No. 13, on the 12th concession and Grenfell SS No. 7 on the northeast corner of Sunnydale Road and what is now George Johnson Road. The old original school was sold in the mid-1920s and demolished. Some of the materials from the 1882 building were repurposed by the buyer in the construction of a new home. The new Grenfell School was a red brick building which presided over beautiful rolling farmlands from its hilltop location, standing sturdy and resolute against winds and snow throughout the harsh winters. In the 1950s, the desks and grades in the one-room schoolhouse were organized in rows, grade 1 on the left as you entered, the rows progressing across the room ending with the highest grade on the right. The teacher's desk was in the center at the front of the classroom, a long rope nearby which rang the bell outside. Until flush toilets were eventually installed, extreme caution was exercised by the smaller children to avoid falling in the original plumbing system. In 1947, the Grenfell and Pine Grove schools became part of the Vespra Township school area along with Ferndale and Center Vespra, 7th line. By the 60s, children were bused to each of the schools, according to their grade. Some families had children in all four schools. Parents were insisting on a centralized school with all their children under one roof. The site for such a new school was selected near Sandy Hollow on Letitia Street. The new school, opened in 1972, was named Portage View as it was close to the 9 Mile Portage. In 1972, the Grenfell School and the three other country schools were closed and put up for sale. The old red brick schoolhouse, Grenfell SS No. 7, is now a pretty residence. Some folks might also remember a time when it was not a school or home but a clubhouse for a motorcycle group.